Peter, what time is our train supposed to arrive?
1:30.
Will Susan and I have a compartment to ourselves?
That depends upon how crowded the train is, Lucy. Are you nervous?
I've been on trains before.
I mean about going to boarding school for the first time.
No. Well, it's not so bad since Susan and I will be near each other.
Yes, that helps.
Don't worry, Lucy. I'll be there whenever you need me.
Thank you.
It's torture having to sit around on a train station like this.
Yes.
Carting our luggage and boxes all over the platform. I wish we could just get on with it. How long before our train, Peter?
1/2 hour after Susan and Lucy's train. Look, everyone, try not to be so fidgety. It's bad enough that our holidays are over and we have to return to school, but this is just...
What's wrong, Lou? Ow!
What on earth? Susan, let me go. What are you doing? Where are you dragging me to?
I'm not touching you. Someone is pulling me. Oh, stop it.
I feel just the same, as if we're being dragged along. Those frightful pulling. It's beginning again.
You've gone pale. You've all gone pale.
Oh, I can't bear it.
Look, Sharp. All catch hands and keep together. This is magic. I can tell by the feeling. Quick.
Yes, hold hands. Oh, I do wish it would stop.
Drawn into Narnia was the original title of the story we're about to hear. The author, C.S. Lewis, wanted the reader to sense immediately the idea of being drawn or pulled into another world. That title was ultimately changed to include the name of the story's main character, Prince Caspian. But Lewis insisted on maintaining the original theme in the rarely acknowledged subtitle, The Return to Narnia. Hello, I'm Douglas Gresham, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theatre. Jack Lewis observed that in so many fantasy stories, it seemed as if characters were summoned by magic, and the stories were told from the point of view of the magician, or the one who had done the summoning. Jack then wondered what it would be like to be on the receiving end of the summons, to suddenly be pulled from our world into another world. That was the beginning of the idea for Prince Caspian. And since it was our heroes and heroines from The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe who are summoned, a theme of return became a key part of the story. Of course, one could argue that these are themes that pervade all of the Chronicles of Narnia. Maybe they do, but no more so than in this marvelous story of Peter, Edmund, Susan, Lucy, and their return to Narnia in Prince Caspian.
Once there were four children, whose names were Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy. And it's been told in another story called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, how they had a remarkable adventure. They had opened the door of a magic wardrobe and found themselves in a quite different world from ours. And in that different world, they had become kings and queens in a country called Narnia. While they were in Narnia, they seemed to reign for years and years. But when they came back through the door and found themselves in England again, it all seemed to have taken no time at all. That had all happened a year ago, and now all four of them were sitting at an empty, sleepy country railway station on their way back to school. Well, they were, but as you just heard, something strange happened, and the luggage, the seat, the platform, and the station completely vanished.
Wood? How have we...
Oh, Peter, do you think we've got back into Narnia?
It might be anywhere. I can't see a yard in all these trees. Let's try to get into the open, if there is any open. Come on.
The wood was so thick and tangled that they could hardly see into it at all. And nothing in it moved. Not a bird, not even an insect.
They walked and walked and walked. The children's feet soon felt hot and heavy until...
Look! What's that over there?
What?
Are my eyes playing tricks? Or...
It's a stream!
Oh, at last. I'm so thirsty.
Oh, come on!
Hurrah! Oh.
I'm hungry too.
You're always hungry.
What are we to do? We have no idea where we are or how long we'll be here. How are we to survive?
There's only one thing to be done. We must explore the wood. Hermits and knights and people like that always manage to live somehow in a forest. We'll find roots and berries and things.
Good idea.
Ed's right. We must try to do something.
We'll follow the stream to see where it leads.
Come on.
Let's go.
Come on. This way.
So they began to follow the stream. It was very hard work. They had to stoop under branches and climb over branches, and they blundered through great masses of stuff like rhododendrons and tore their clothes and got their feet wet in the stream. And still, there was no noise at all. Except the noise of the stream and the noises they were making themselves. They were beginning to get very tired of it when they noticed a delicious smell and then a flash of bright colour high above them at the top of the right bank.
I say, I do believe that's an apple tree.
Yes.
It is.
Careful.
They're delicious too.
And this is not the only tree. Look there, and there.
Why, there are dozens of them. This must have been an orchard a long time ago, before the place went wild and the wood grew up.
And what's that?
By Jove, it's a wall. An old stone wall.
It's terribly broken down.
Look how high it goes. It's almost as tall as these trees.
Over this way. I see an arch of some sort.
It must have had a gate at one point.
Looks as if this apple tree has taken over.
It's the biggest of them all, isn't it?
Shall we push through? It's brighter through there.
We can try.
It's like a secret garden.
Oh, but it's so quiet. It seems rather sad to me.
This wasn't a garden. Huh? It was a castle. And this must have been the courtyard.
I see what you mean. Yes. That is the remains of a tower. And there is what used to be a flight of steps going up to the top of the walls.
Yeah.
And do you see those other steps? The broad, shallow ones going up to that doorway?
Yes.
It must have been the door into the great hall.
Oh!
Ages ago by the look of it.
Yes, ages ago. I wish we could find out who the people were that lived in this castle and how long ago.
It gives me a strange feeling.
Does it, Lou? Because it does the same to me.
Really?
I wonder where we are and what it all means.
What do you suppose is that doorway?
Let's see.
Yes, come on.
Except for the missing roof, I'd say it was once some sort of great hall.
Yes.
But what is that terrace kind of thing?
Why, don't you see? That was the dais where the high table was, where the king and the great lord sat. Anyone would think you had forgotten that we ourselves were once kings and queens and sat on a dais just like that in our great hall.
In Caer Paravel at the mouth of the great river of Narnia. How could I forget?
Oh, yes. This hall must have been just like the great hall we feasted in.
But unfortunately, without the feast. It's getting late, you know.
We shall need a campfire if we've got to spend the night here. I've got matches.
Oh, good.
Let's go and see if we can collect some dry wood.
Good idea.
Let's go.
This way.